take your Bibles and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. We've been talking about the last couple weeks of putting on the whole armor of God. This whole year, since the first Sunday, we talked about our walk, our spiritual walk, walking worthy of our vocation, walking worthy of what we called to do. And we looked at all those areas, and then Paul, at the end of this book to the church of Ephesus, says, this is what you need to do, but you're going to have to be able to stand. You have to stand against the wiles of the devil. You're in a war. You're in a battle. You're in this battle. Yes, you're going to strive to do what we've been talking about. You're going to strive to walk worthy of vocation. You're going to strive to live the ways that I described to you. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. You're going to have someone coming against you. You're going to have someone fighting you as you're trying to live for me. You're going to have someone coming against you as you're striving to live this Christian life. But I'm going to give you the tools so you can be victorious in the battle that you're facing. I believe majority of believers have a desire to walk worthy of the vocation. But I believe many of us get bogged down with the battles that we faced to do so, because it gets heavy. It gets hard. Especially when we're trying to do it ourselves. I tell you, it's easy to do something when you don't have to kick against something. It's easy to do something when there's no opposition to it. But there is opposition that comes against us every time that you and I get up in the morning and say that I'm going to live for God today. I'm going to serve God today. I'm going to be sold out to God today. That opposition's right there and says, go ahead and try. And we got to be able to stand against the opposition that comes. That's why Paul says, I want you to put on the whole armor of God. And each piece, each part has a specific area and place. And we must put on the whole armor, because if we don't, then there's a certain area not where it needs to be. And that is exactly where the devil is going to attack. Now, we looked at the belt of truth. We talked about what this truth was and who the truth is, how this entails. This refers to a life of total commitment to the Lord. It refers to a life that's built upon faithfulness to the Word of God. The belt of truth will provide the Christian soldier stability and provides a place for other pieces of the armor to rest. So it gives you stability. It gives you that confidence and that stability, but it also gives you a place where the other parts can rest upon. We talked about what that belt was and what it's made of and what the purpose of on the soldier's armor. We talked about the breastplate of righteousness 2 weeks ago. Last week we had Brother Ben 2 weeks ago. We talked about the breastplate of righteousness. It refers to a power of a holy life, a life that is lived according to the teaching of God and His Word, and a power of defense. This talks about this breastplate, and we talked about three types that was made for the soldier and how it was made and with the metals and with the bones and with the things and the protection. And it talked about protecting the heart and the emotions and the feelings and those things. And we talked about what that does and how the devil sends lies and deceitful and tries to get our thinking off out of line in those areas. We're going to come to verse 15. And we're going to talk about another piece. Now, this is a piece that, as we look at, that we think may not be that important. Look at verse 15 with me as we get in this. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're going to talk about the boots of peace this morning. Now, how many think your shoe is important? Oh, this smells a little bit, but how many think, what, you don't believe me, brother? Here, smell a little. All right. How many think this is important? Now, some of you ladies think shoes are important. If I would go in your closet, how many of you ladies have more than 10 pairs of shoes in your closet? How many have 15 pairs of shoes in your closet? How many have 20 pairs of shoes in your closet? How many of you ladies have 30 pairs of shoes in your closet? Oh, my soul. It's time to repent, sinner. No. How many have 40 pairs of shoes in your closet? You guys need help. More than one message can do, you need help. Now, before service, I looked around and I looked and I saw some interesting shoes. Reagan, I need you to come up here. Okay? Well, she had them on earlier. You don't have to put them on, just bring them up. Isaac, or I'm not Isaac, Eli, come up here. Lori, do you mind to come up here? Brother Rex, you're the next. Now, I want you to see. Come on, Rex, hurry. Reagan, can you stand up a little bit here? Now, these are very interesting. One more so they can see. One more. All right. Can you see? Now, go and put your foot up like this and shake it like that. All right, there you go. Now, those are interesting shoes. They have a purpose, though, right? And with the threads and the strings and the tightens, and you know what you can do? You can cinch these, and you can even take it around there and give her nice support and tie it. But I won't do that to you. All right? They play a role. Just stay right there. Don't go too far. Eli, come up here. Now, put your foot up there. Now, these are interesting shoes, the red. Now, most people don't want people to notice their shoes, but then there's other ones that want the shoes noticed. Now, these are athletic-type shoes. And as you see on the bottom here, there's grips. This is my son. I can do this. There's grips and stuff here. Please, if you're watching on live stream, this is my son. All right? And so there's a purpose to these shoes. They're more for athletics and for running. Okay? Then we have...
Mine are plain Jane, like yours.
Now then we have nice, plain... Are you okay?
Sexy.
Shoes. Kind of more the dress style casual shoes that you probably would not be going camping in, right?
Probably not.
All right. Then you got... I'm not going to lift you up. Then you got more of your sandal, but they have a little spiky thing in the back. They're not as spiky as they used to. How many remember the old spiky shoes that had the little points on that? And Lori used to have those, and Rich misbehaved. She'd just step on his foot. But now those have a purpose. How many would you go walking long distance in those type of shoes? You wouldn't. How many can't even walk in them? That's why you don't wear them, all right? You guys can have a seat. So we see there's many types of shoes, many types of purposes of shoes. Now, some of you ladies pay more attention to your shoes than some of us men. Now, how many have ever put on a pair of shoes and you weren't even thinking what you put on, and then you went to go do the activity that you were going to do and realized you had the wrong shoes on? All right? Now, some of you that have been around long enough to know I'm starting to get a little smarter. Tanya helps me on that. I never wore tennis shoes a lot before. I never wore jeans before. I never wore that. I would always do work in what I wear every day. And so I would have my khakis on and my shirt or my Dockers pants. I would have my nicest shoes on, and I would go paint a wall. I mean, why wouldn't you? I would go cut grass in that, Brian. And I would get that, and they were there. But I found out soon that wasn't the best outfit or the best shoes for doing certain things. How many ever tried to cut grass in dress shoes before? And the grass has been wet a little bit. You want to talk about slip and slide. It's kind of fun, especially if you got one of those mowers that had the self-propelled, and you're there, you go woo like that all the way around and down. Now, this idea of the shoes, the boots, is important. Just as if you were going to be in construction, you would wear certain shoes. You're going to be around things, you would have steel-toed boots. How many have a pair of those? Because you would drop something. How many should have them even though you're not in construction, all right? Because you drop stuff on your foot. Anyone drop anything on your foot lately? About 2 months ago, I dropped something on my foot. My toe is now still black from dropping something on there. And steel toes would be nice in that area. So we see this idea of shoes important. What we put on our feet is important. But let's look at this and see why these boots are desired here. All right? So with this in mind, the soldier's life could depend upon his shoes. Why could a soldier's life depend upon the shoes? Because the soldier was required to march long distance. They were required to go up certain hills and uneven ground. How many like to walk uneven ground? And they would have to walk on uneven ground, different places across streams with sharp, jagged rocks. And if a soldier's feet became swollen, tendered, or blistered, or cut, the soldier would be greatly hindered from that battle. About 10 years ago, we did a men's retreat. And we went to a place, and we got out to take a break and look. And it looked like a short distance from the road to where we were going to go. So I decided, with a few others, we were going to walk down that trail and go. And so we did. I found out that's a lot longer than I thought it was. And as we're going through, something penetrated the bottom of my shoe. It was a stick that went right in and paled into my foot and down there. Brother Jamie was with us, and he was so kind and just ripped it out of my foot, and we went on our way. But let me tell you, that rest of the week, my foot was sore. It hurt. I tried not to let anyone notice. I didn't want anyone to see. I tried to go on, and I tried to do it, but it hurt. And by the time I got home, and of course, being there, I didn't take care of it. It started to get some infection to it. It started to get some swelling to it, some color, some heat. You know those wonderful things, Brian, that we as men just hide because we don't want no one to see. And we do that. But it hindered what else I did the rest of the week. The soldier knew they had to have the proper shoes to be able to do what they've been called to do. Because if their feet got compromised, if you will, that would hinder everything else. They could have the belt of truth. They could have the breastplate of righteousness. But if they can't stand, then they can't stand. You see, the idea is this: to be able to stand against it, you got to be able to have your feet. And they got to be ready to go into battle. We see the whole armor of God. We see why they're desired, but what do the boots depict? Look again in verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation. Preparation means being ready. It means being prepared. Now, those that have 50 pairs of shoes, do you pick out your shoes the night before? Or do you spend 3 hours that morning trying to pick out your shoes? That's just a question I have. And so you prepare. Now, when I prepare shoes, and I prepare to get ready, most time you need to polish your shoes. Now, those in the military days, How many have served in our military? How many you had to make sure your boots were shining? All right? They had to be polished. How many did the spit polish? All right? Because you were in that hurry and you didn't have time to get what you needed, but you didn't want to get in trouble, right? So you want to look prepared. So you did the spit polish and you polished them. You were prepared. So when the sergeant came through, your uniform was the way it was, but most of the time they looked at the uniform, but what did they look at almost first and foremost? They looked at your shoes, your boots, and they wanted to make sure you were prepared. Do you know there's a statistic out there that you can know a person's character by their shoes? You can know a person's character by the shoes, and I found that out to be true. All right? Certain individuals in this room love to wear flip-flops, all right? Those are the worst things that anyone could ever wear for your feet and your shoes, all right? There's no support. There's no help. They're okay if you're going to the beach, all right? But you should not be wearing them, all right? They're bad for you. But usually those that wear flip-flops are more of the casual personality, all right? Those that wear dress shoes are more of the formal personality. Those that wear work boots 24 hours a day are more of the hillbilly days, right, Brother Steve? And so you would, and I said that just for you, and you'd see that the shoes make a difference, but you prepare them. You get them ready. No matter what you're doing, you're preparing. And this word of preparation, it says, all right, you put on the whole armor of God so you can stand. And now you put on the belt of truth. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. But now I want you to prepare to put on your shoes. You need to have preparedness. You need to be ready, set to stand. Now, I'm going to camp next week with the kids. And those that don't know, I do love camp. If you don't know that, I love camp. I love getting out there with the kids. I don't care that we don't get any sleep. I don't care of the bugs. I don't care of any of that. It's fun to get there, and I love to work with the kids. I love to be at camp. And it is interesting, when I called the camp and registered, they said, well, most pastors don't stay in the cabins with the kids. We have some nicer places to stay. I said, please don't put me there. I want to be with the kid. Why would I want to be in that? Why am I going? I'm not going to. No, I want to be there. But I'm preparing tonight after church to go. I'm going to have a couple different pairs of shoes. Because those that know at camp, guess what happens to one pair of shoes every time you go to camp? They're going to get wet. They're going to get soaking wet. Now, I did ask them if they have a slip and slide. And they have something kind of like that down a hill type thing was what they explained. And guess who's going down this year?